Okay, this is the December 3rd or 2nd?
3rd.
December 3rd Communications Technology Committee meeting. Call to order. Item one, comments from the public. Any comments? Item three, monthly website, social media update.
That's me.
Okay, go ahead.
We had a pretty average number of visits to the website this month. Nothing new or exciting. California, of course, was the most.
Hang on 1 second. Go back up there, please. Look at coming in. No, go down a little bit. Coming in ninth place, Wyoming.
All right. Yeah. 16 visitors. So that's the only 75%.
It's pretty impressive. It's working its way up the charts.
Yeah. And my collegiate state of Ohio is well represented. I also see that.
Yeah. Wyoming, by the way, is my home state.
Those are all people who have run away from here to get away from the virus.
And the smoke.
You're right.
So this page tells us what pages were the most visited. Last month, how to pay my bill was the most visited. And so this month it's employment opportunities, which I think is, speaks of the time. Glad that people are still looking to pay their bill. Committee meetings, board meetings, development projects. Paul, looks like you're working your way up. And then the Riverview update had 94 hits. Facebook was pretty average. We were up 8% on our page views. Post reaches, we were down 6%. So it's all within the realm. I have noticed though that the Facebook page Rancho Murrieta Thrive has gotten into the habit of sharing our posts on their page. So, whatever it may be, we're closed for the holiday, construction alerts, et cetera. That's something that they've started to do.
One of the things also that there's a lot of discussion on both the Facebook site and the Nextdoor site about development, particularly Riverview. And there are people who have pointed back in their conversation to our website. So that's getting to be much more known and much more used. And I think that's the reason you see those numbers going up.
Okay.
Any questions? Go ahead and take us back then to the agenda. All right, communications about Laguna Joaquin. Front page of the River Valley Times, I noticed.
Yeah, this is mine. This is Tom Hennig. So we received two what appear to be pretty qualified bidders on their interest in coming to Rancho Murrieta and developing a strategy for primarily elimination of the midge fly problem next summer. Rod Hart, Kevin Hubred, and Paul Stevenson and I we've been reviewing the two RFPs and we're developing a scoring system, and we hope to have the review and scoring done by tomorrow afternoon after we meet. And we'll turn those results over to Kevin with the RMA and let him go to the RMA board and discuss it at that level. The district's position has already been committed. We committed $30,000 towards supporting hiring a firm to come in and do the work to alleviate the midge flies and work on the overall health and water quality of Laguna Joaquin. So after we score these two RFPs and turn them over to the RMA, we're just kind of in a sit and wait mode and to see what they want to do. I have received a couple of email from residents who've been here quite some time and referencing back the fact that, you know, this review of what to do with Laguna Joaquin is a reoccurring event. A few, less than 5 years ago, there was an ad hoc committee created where they met, you know, more than a dozen times and came up with a list of things to do to fix Laguna Joaquin. And as far as I can tell, you know, there was a time where we removed some cattails after lowering the
lake for a while. And,
you know, some people want the cattails out. People who want the birds to have a place to land don't want the cattails out. And also the RMA added more fountains. And there may have been a couple other minor things done, but nothing significant has been done to improve the water quality and the overall health of Laguna Joaquin, only studies.
Right. So, the original discussion primarily in that ad hoc committee primarily centered around what was then the beginning of using the pellets. That was the primary direction that whole thing went when it first got put together.
Yeah, and again, that's one of the minor things that came out of that. And we've, you know, this last year discovered that pretty much no matter how much material we apply to Laguna Joaquin, the mix flies are still going to be coming out in droves and billions at a time. So my position is we've done what we need to do. We've made it clear that we're not going to be applying the material in the future because it doesn't do any good. Only thing that'll do good is to actually address it from the ground up, which is RMA's responsibility. So I think the CSD is in a position where it's a wait and see.
Okay. Any other comments?
Any questions?
No questions, no hands raised.
Okay.
Mr. has a comment.
Go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, thanks. I just I think that we've done, as far as water is concerned, we've done just about everything we know about that we can do. Now, maybe our people coming, having somebody from the outside come in and experts, quote unquote, I think that they may have some different approaches, but if you look at that water study that was done, we've done all those things. That's not new news. So hopefully we can get some new news from our experts.
Any other item four comments, discussion? Then we will move on to item five, the latest pipeline. Who is that, Linda or?
That's Amelia and I.
Okay.
And Amelia and Linda have done a ton of work on this. And so I'm going to let Amelia take it and tell me when she wants me to talk.
We, as you know, we've created a template to follow so that every month will be consistent. We've got a designated page for the general manager's corner now and focused on district activities and meetings. So we've really bolstered up all of the information. It's not only the highlights of the board meeting, which used to just be the action items. If an ordinance was passed, if, you know, a resolution was passed, now we talk about, well, I just briefly discussed everything that happened in the meeting to keep the community more informed and aware of what we're doing here. We've I've added committee meetings to it too. So now that's taking up about a half of the page. Mm-hmm. The third page is all about relevant information related to development and water related issues, whatever they may be. And then of course we've added our wonderful community forum on the back page. And I still have some room always on the back page for cow waste, a little message from them, etc. We can take a look at it. Not only did we revise, this happened December of last year, that we revised the actual layout and the outlook of it. The first page, I always want this to be the most important talked about thing that we're having going on, our biggest issue. Employee spotlight is something new. Thank you very much, Tom, for suggesting this. Well, where we're going to give a little time to talk about and get to know one employee every month. And I was lucky enough to get to go out and interview Rick, and it was a lot of fun getting to know him a little bit better. Committee meetings, our development updates. So this will be always on here. Will you know, as develop projects are done, they'll come off and as new projects start. But most importantly, going back to the website, because we keep this updated and it's got a ton of information and links to all of the county website, so that you can get, you know, the real up-to-date information on the county. Again, little things that are happening in the community related to water security. Community forum. This is where one of our directors offers an article. Carts, of course, are very top of mind right now. And then our note from Green Waste, from Cal Waste. Linda?
I think that, if I say so myself, I think we've done a terrific job.
We're patting ourselves on the back.
The whole idea was to be able to put what happens within the month into a format that, you know, people can look forward to being consistent and getting consistent information. And like Amelia said, if there's more information that you want, you can always go to the website and get that. Hopefully people in the community will recognize that we will continue to work on this, and that we are, we're interested in hearing if anybody has any input to this. On the last page, the community forum, we need to start talking about what else does the community want to know about, and what other things do they want us to look into.
So Linda is, and Amelia, this, yeah, it looks terrific. And I really like the whole development update thing. What's the timeline? How does this work? Like, you work on it for the month, but what are the windows that, like, you're working on January now, and when do you start that? And when does it need to be done? What's the general idea?
So it has to be done at least a day before we read the meters. We read the meters, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom. We read the meters on the 24th or the 25th, depending on the weekend, because they only read the meters Monday through Friday. So in the best world, meters are read on the 24th. I have this over to Tanya on the 23rd so that she can get it over to the company that prints out the bills and prints this out for us and stuffs the envelopes and gets them out. So I tell everybody I want it done by the 20th so that we have time to revise it and proofread it and make it really sparkle. So the 20th is my drop dead day. Right now I'm working on the one that's going to hit the streets around December 26th, 28th because of the holiday. And so this is the January issue that I'm working on right now.
So one of the things, and I don't know if we're in the right place agenda wise, but one of the things I'd like to try to do for January is we will have had another board meeting, and I would like to bring from kind of a start to finish blurb about the security process that we're getting ready to go through. I tried to make a pretty definitive statement in the finance meeting yesterday as to what it is we're trying to accomplish and why it is we're trying to do it. I'd like to get that into the next issue if that's possible.
Do you want that to be in the general manager forum, John, or do you want it to be like a front page thing?
Whatever you guys think. I mean, it's front page news here. I don't think anybody talks any more about anything that we do than they do about security.
Okay.
For correct, right or wrong. And I'll do it. I'll do an article with you guys if you want, or Tom, you got enough to do, but if you want to do it, that's okay too.
John, it would be great if you wanted
to. John, you and I will do it.
Okay. I'd like it. I think we will be far enough along. We'll have, you know, more definitive information about the upcoming study. And go briefly into the financial history surrounding why this process kicked off, that kind of thing. But yeah, I'd like to focus on that just so everybody gets it from us as opposed to from the newspaper or social media.
I love it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
So where are we still? Any more on the pipeline? I think you guys are really, yeah, you are. You're doing a great job on this. I think it's really coming along.
Thanks. And Linda had a question. I don't know. I'm gonna
Linda
pull this over.
Just a quick question. Comments at all on the last or the first three community forum focus? Was anything in any of those three sections a surprise? Was it, do you think anybody read it? Has anybody said anything to folks about
I don't know that, you know, we have some, you know, sophisticated tracking device that tells us who read it, but right. I think there's a really good, well, you know, there's two parts of this. Number one, in the old days, the bad news was we were sending out every bill with a, you know, 40 or 50 cent stamp on it, and it was in the envelope. So yeah, I thought generally most people got it. Most people read it. Driving traffic towards it in the electronic transmission may be a little different or a little more difficult. We might want to think about that. But yeah, I mean, they either read it or they don't. And, you know, our job is to give it to them. You know, we can't make people read it.
I agree, John. I was just curious if anybody had mentioned any part of the forum or all of it to, pipeline to people.
At some point, we could think about, you know, what a lot of other companies do and try and figure out a way to find out from the people, from our ratepayers, what ways, how we reach them, how they get their information about CSD, you know, right. Is the pipeline, you know, the primary source or the last source? At some point we could think about doing something like that, some kind of a survey.
What about,
go ahead.
What about asking in the pipeline, you know, comments or for comments or questions?
Yeah. You know, maybe at the bottom of the January issue, you know, like a please let us know, we, how do you like our new format or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody say something.
And we do have a hand up.
There is a hand up.
Yes.
Hey, I think it looks real good. There's things I like about it, like that first page serving the community. I mean, I like that kind of thing where you're letting us know about stuff we need to know about or should know about. And there's a lot I like about that. Let's see. Oh, one thing I didn't mention before was... I didn't do the pipeline. You didn't really send this to the village, did you? Because I didn't need to.
I don't understand.
Okay. Last month I said I was going to do a monthly feature, the pipeline. You really didn't send this to the village, did you?
We send it to all the ratepayers.
Right. Well, there's things that you say everybody needs to do, but we in the village don't need to. For instance, registering our guests. Well, this month you said, hey, this is for people behind the gate.
Right, right. I remember that. I remember that whole discussion.
Yeah, but I think it's looking real good. I like the part about the employee spotlight, because I really don't know what you guys do in your building there. So, you know, it's just a matter of curiosity there. And I just happened to be looking at a pipeline from, I think it was 2006. And what was it? A Day in the Life of a Security Officer. And that's something I'd be interested in. You know, what is it you guys do? I mean, just, I'm not sure how important it is, but, you know, it's something I'd be interested in.
It's a good featured kind of a thing that goes hand in hand with Amelia's interview this month, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I'm not sure I had any other comments, but yeah, I think it's looking good.
The other one, if it does not rain before the January issue, you might be getting ready for a little article from Paul.
Yes, we should be.
Yeah.
Conservation.
We're trying to put something in about water on the third page on the bottom each month, good or bad or indifferent. But I noticed that there wasn't anything specific about that this past month. We'll talk to Paul.
I don't know if anyone is interested, but you know, we can also, you know, we have the Scott Road crossing in. You know, we also have a link that goes back to the river flow. Like I said, if we don't get any more rain, we might want to point to that link, you know, and let people know, based on the 30 cubic feet a second that the river's running at, you know, we need 70 cubic feet a second before we can start to pump water. It might be some kind of an article that kind of gives those parameters too, like, you know, we can pump from blah to blah, and you know, the river has to be running at this level, and the river's running now at this level, you know. So just, you know, at the end we can look at that at the next meeting, but like I said, if it doesn't rain, we're probably getting close to writing the, one of those articles.
I'm in an online meeting.
All right, bye. So yeah, Scott Road made it in, but I didn't know that we had that there was a link.
Yeah, there's a link to Michigan Bar.
Yeah, to the river. Okay, that tells how much flow is going, so that people right. really get an idea of where right. where and, we are with pumping.
Right, and if you know, either way, we could write the bad article that it hasn't rained, or we can write the good article that it has. And you know, you can point to that condition, that 70 cubic feet a second, and where the link is and that kind of stuff. But it may be interesting. We used to host this series of meetings in the CSD building for residents to come, and Ed and I would explain the whole process and the whole system. And it was amazing how many people that didn't even know the water came out of the river. And there were even a few people who didn't even know we had a river. So, all right, that's enough on that. But is there any more on the pipeline?
Yes, Paul wants to make a comment, which we
will. Okay, Paul. Yeah.
Hi, this is Paul Stevenson, Director of Field Operations, wanting to make a comment. So, no, we do have some information up on our website, and it explains our water system. But I can put all the detailed information as it relates to links and water rights in there as well. It'll just be a lot of information.
Yeah, well, you can, yeah, and that would be, I don't think there's any downside to information on the website at all. And I think, you know, for the purposes of the pipeline, you know, what you do then, Paul, is at that point, wherever we are in January, is condense it down just so everybody gets kind of an overview of what's going on.
And okay. I can, and since this is a hot topic, I can take that page and put it up onto our rotating slideshow, Paul. Mm-hmm. So it kind of brings it more front page. And I can even put it on Facebook so that to bring people back to our website so that maybe they can look at it. And we can see in our statistics next month, that's, a hot topic.
Paul, this is Linda. Just for the sake of circular communication, it's going everywhere. If you can do what you were talking about in the beginning about putting all the statistics up and stuff, if you can just make a couple comments so that we can put it on the third page at the bottom about we haven't had water and this is what's happening. You do that so well. Just sort of sum up, down there somewhere. Sum up exactly what's going on for the month. That'd be great.
Okay, I think 2 months ago in the board packet for my water update, I had something in regards to that, so I could just swing that forward. Typically, this seems to be, just FYI for everyone here in the group, it seems to be a weather pattern that we get a little rain, then it goes dry until about February, and then, we seem to get some rains and are able to pump. We're so far in the district's history, we've always been able to pump our water supply. So that's good news for us. Even if we don't
get directly. We've had a couple, 2 years ago, I think it was, we got the old March bailout. It's traditional, but it's worthy of just keeping people tuned into where we are.
Call it the new normal.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the front.
One more comment, John.
Go ahead.
Richard?
Oh, okay. I just want to make one more comment about your request of comments. When I usually see something like that, I wonder whether you really want it. And if I make a comment, it'll go into some bid letter office. I think it might help to really emphasize that you really want people's comments, that you really want to hear from people. So some kind of emphasis in there might encourage more comments.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Back to the top.
Okay.
Any more comments on the pipeline? No?
Okay. No more comments. I'm using all my technical skills here, John.
Okay. All right. Keeping track of current issues report.
This one is a combination of Linda and myself, and I'll get it started. If you don't mind, Linda.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Hello.
Linda was kind of the spearhead to produce the quarterly IT related update worksheet that we're able to kind of report back to the committee where we're at with our various technology projects. And she asked that we produce something similar for just every other thing that we do. And so she asked that we organize information in a similar fashion, which we've come forward with a suggestion. And basically the discussion is on any given day, several issues pop up, anything from, Laguna Joaquin midge flies to the Riverview project coming aboard and, replacement of district fixed assets and stuff like that. And so we came up with an idea of a document, and I believe it's attached here, but we wanted a document that will allow staff members and directors to quickly be able to go to a list and say, okay, I know what's going on there. It's the security opinion survey, RFQ. It's coming out of the finance committee. The involved parties are RMCSD and everybody else, but we're the ones running the survey. And so there is a bit of a desire to kind of have a lot more information on this, but eventually you end up, you almost need a full-time staff just to keep track of all the little activities with all the projects. And so this is kind of a compromise between me and Linda so far, but I believe it's a good start, and I'm interested in comments and especially a discussion with Linda out loud so we can make sure we're on the same page.
Okay. We are working toward the same end as far as I'm concerned. I'm very pleased with how interested you've been, Tom, and how quickly you always respond to things. I just want to add a couple of things. I want to go back to June because that's when there was the most change in staffing and Tom took over, et cetera, and make a list. And I have made a list. And Amelia and I went over some of these. Some of them are, in other words, we've got a completion date already on them. And the only reason I want to put it down on paper is because it gives us a record of those things that were happening, particularly the Coastland billing, the residences with Bob Kyle. I would like to take the things that we're pretty sure are completed and fill in the blanks. And I'm perfectly willing to do that. And as a go forward situation, I know that we are certainly don't have staff to take care of this stuff. And it would be, from my perspective, if we only have one or two things that we wouldn't be working on 10 things all at the same time, or we might be, but they would be spread out to committees. And the people on the committees at the end of their meeting, like John or I at the end of this meeting, would take whatever topics were on that list that we had put up, and we would write in what happened at the committee meeting regarding that situation. So it could work. It's going to take some a little bit of magic and some more breaking out on who would be responsible, how you could get it done. And I'm not opposed to changing anything. I don't want to make it an exercise in futility as far as driving people crazy trying to get this stuff done. I do just wanted to say it should focus on the things that we don't normally do. This would be the fourth, for instance, things like Laguna Joaquin. That's something that came up because of a survey, a petition request from the community. We don't have that happening all the time, and it will be solved, and we will be able to stop writing about it, hopefully, and move on to some other thing that drives you crazy. But for my own personal thoughts on this was just that it is so hard to find information, for the most part, that when we end up working on these kinds of things, and half the time you don't really know, is it done? Are we done? Is it over? Can we put this away now? The question that Amelia and I have gone over a few times too is where to put it and how to put it so that we everybody on staff and the board, et cetera, have access to it.
We'll know that by the next meeting.
Right. Tom, any direction that you want to talk with me and Amelia about, or go over and see how we can put this together, I'm certainly open to that. I want to see it happen, so I don't want to say just because it isn't going to get done exactly the way I had envisioned it that I'm not going to be supportive of it.
I think this is a really good product to maintain, and I don't think it's too difficult to maintain it in this format. And thank you, Linda and Amelia, for all the time you guys spent trying to vet this out to where it is right now. You did a good job. So let's use it going forward, and it'll be published as part of this communications meeting. Is that what you're looking for, Linda, as well?
That's what I'm looking for. And as we get into doing this, I'm interested in it being assigned with or attached to a committee. I think that's one of the easiest ways. And it, for instance, we're working on things with finance, with security, but we're working on it from a financial perspective. So it seems to be that it should be in the finance committee, at least for now.
Mm-hmm. like the security opinion survey, because it's a financial reason that we have to have the survey that's right. associated with finance committee. Right. So like that. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have to say about it. And I totally appreciate the fact that everybody seems to be taking this seriously, because we've all had the experience of trying to find something, some information, and not to figure out where it comes from.
I think it's something that maybe will evolve. My early history with large corporations is stuff like this generally winds up where you're almost hiring someone to manage the list as opposed to hiring another person to do the projects. But yeah, it's just something I think we have to work with. I don't want it to be an octopus, or take a life of its own on. So let's try it and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. We're willing to do that. Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe put it on the agenda, bring back some more complete working document for the next meeting. We'll take another look at it.
Okay, I'll add it to the agenda.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, anything else on this one?
I don't have any questions or any chats.
Okay, back up to the top then.
Oh, number 7 is next door, and we have had a late addition to the packet. This is posted, and I emailed it to the directors. So take it away, Tom.
Thank you, Amelia. This is actually pretty fluid. Over the past 2 years, we've been trying to reach out to next door to let them allow us to be a service provider. Participant in the Nextdoor accounts here at Rancho Marietta. And numerous attempts, all of them fell on deaf ears. And then recently, somebody got back to me. And the guy who got back to me is in charge of the service provider program. So I guess it should be SPP instead of SSP. Sorry about that. And basically, Nextdoor has come up with a program, and it's relatively new. I think it was fourth quarter of 2020 that they came out with it. And it's setting up a program where people can, entities like us, can pay to be a Nextdoor participant. And we can partition the neighborhood, scroll down a little bit, Amelia, just a little bit. We can separate the north and the south, the commercial, and we can send messages to just people in certain areas. We could go down to unit 1, unit 2 if we had to. And but it comes at a high price tag. And the guy I talked to said this is what they're up to. The minimum account would be $10,000 a year. And of course, that'll go up every year probably. And that equates basically about 35 cents a month for all customers, all of our rate payers. The guy suggested I reach out to Sac County. I gave Matt Hedges a call, and he is putting me in touch with somebody from Sac County Communications, and they're blown away by the amount of the cost. But I'm waiting to see if they're willing to let us become a participant within their workspace on Nextdoor, and then segregate to just Rancho Marietta as the opportunities for us to communicate. And this is really for things like when we're doing water repair on streets, or maybe the discussion on we're going to be replacing water meters in section 2 or unit 2 this month, but really prohibited to be $10,000. I also recently received an email from somebody who publishes something called RanchoMariettaToday.com. I went to the website. It's kind of a new breed of a website. I don't know how many followers they have right now, but I certainly don't want to get into too many different ways for us to participate in social media we already do Facebook and we have our webpage, but from a notification standpoint, I don't think anything out there is matching what Nextdoor provides right now. So if the Nextdoor account becomes impossible, then maybe we take a look at something like Rancho Marietta Today. But I'm not sure how many other social media things are out there that Rancho Marietta has going on. We certainly don't want to get involved in multiples. So I'm hoping the Nextdoor thing with Sac County works.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's, you know, we tried to jury-rig the thing with Suzanne and I back even when it was in its infancy, and we could never get it to work, even, you know, given her my passcode and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, I was like you when we talked about this previously, that $10,000 is a tough nut to swallow. But let's keep working at it. If the county comes up with some way to take us in under their umbrella, that's great. I'm not, things like Rancho Murrieta Today and these other websites that are in and around the community, I'm not a big fan of that. There's a couple of them out there that, you know, have gotten into the endorsing candidates business and all that stuff, and I don't want to be anywhere near that stuff. So let's just keep working it, keep talking to Matt and see what happens.
And then below this, John, is the PowerPoint that the guy from Nextdoor sent me. So it's nothing you have to read today, but it's going to be posted with the agenda.
Yeah.
With the meeting, and you can read about it. The different things that they're offering for business, you know, for companies such as ours. So anyway, I wanted to have that discussion and produce something in writing relative to noting that this, if we want to get on Nextdoor on our own accord, it's going to cost us 10 grand a year, which is, you know, 35 cents a month per customer.
Yeah, if there's some way, like as part of that discussion, that we could know, like there's a blurb, 1 in 4 households in the U.S., but be interesting to know how many people how many of our ratepayers are on Nextdoor. I don't know how we would get that, but that would certainly be a key piece of information in making a decision to spend 10 grand.
I think I'll reach out to the guy from Nextdoor and ask him if he can tell us how many are within this boundary, but I'll have to see how I can describe our boundary for them.
Yeah, I go on there, and I'm always kind of impressed by the number. They, you know, every time somebody joins, they post it. And there are, number one, there are a lot, and number two, there are people where I continue to see names that are now joining that are, you know, have been here for quite a long period of time. So.
And we do have a comment. We have a comment from Linda.
Anybody else?
Just Linda.
Okay.
So far.
So I have a couple things to say about this. Number one, what are we trying to accomplish? Do we just want to be on Nextdoor so that we're on Nextdoor? I'm not sure what we're trying to accomplish. And number two, our version in Rancho Marietta of Nextdoor does not always leave me interested in being a part of that situation. I'm assuming that all Nextdoors around the country are different, and what they get used for are also different. And we definitely don't want to participate in the social media that, yeah, like John said, gets involved in voting and et cetera. So I'm wondering if we can identify specifically what we want to accomplish. What is RMA using? What do they call their, I know what they call their program, but how do they do that? And is that what we want to accomplish, something like RMA has?
Well, Linda, I can answer maybe some of your question. Our account would be a one-way account. We would make comments.
Yeah. And
we would do things, like I said earlier, in addition to posting construction alerts on the website, we would also post them on Nextdoor. And and maybe we have the South as a particular, it was turned off, my apologies. Maybe we have the South as a user or as an area, and we say, okay, Reynosa and X, we're going to be doing water leak repairs for the next 2 days. And we could, you know, we could go as far as announcing, you know, reminding people that we have a board meeting coming up on the 16th of December and such as that. But it's strictly one-way communication, and it's very limited on what we would put out there. I would, you know, we have it here where I live, Placer County. And so we get little notices about once every 2 or 3 weeks. That's what we would use it for.
That's going to cost us $10,000. Can't we do what is does anybody know exactly what the server is, or how RMA is using their what do they call it?
Well, it's Nabr, NABR. They use I don't know how effective or what kind of reach they have. I don't know what percentage of the HOA members are on it. And they use it, like Tom was describing, they use it as a one-way vehicle. You know, there's no discussion board or interaction on it. Does have, if you want to get just a feel for what Nextdoor does, I mean, there are a lot of police departments. I mean, you get, that's the kind of thing you get on there. You get bulletins that there is, you know, some elderly person with healthcare issues that is missing or whatever. And again, it is a good vehicle, and we'd be having a whole different discussion if it wasn't 10 grand, you know? So, you know, I would, at this point, I would just kind of wait and see if there's some piggyback we could do with the county. And if not, maybe we just wait for a while to see. There's a good, if you back up, go back slides down, there's a list of special districts that are on there. I mean, so there are people using it. No, maybe that's not. I thought the logos were underneath special districts, but they're not.
But there's a lot of special districts in there, you can see.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know yet. We keep working it and see what happens.
Well, I think, could we ask RMA exactly what they're using? I'm a member, quote unquote, and anytime there's a new piece of information, they send me an email. Mm-hmm.
And this would not be doing that. This would be something that
we're sending out.
Yeah, we would send it out, and you would pick it up if you, in turn, were to go into Nextdoor on your own and peruse it. That's hard to measure, because there may be, I don't know, I'll make this number up, but there may be 1,000 members of Nextdoor, and you know, 200 of them actually go in there and use it once the novelty wears off. So.
And there's the 200 that use that.
At any rate, I'm not overjoyed with spending 10 grand on it. So let's find out what the alternatives are.
Okay. We can do that.
Linda.
I want to do is, check in with RMA and find out exactly what kinds of things their program does and where they're getting it from, et cetera.
Okay.
I'll communicate with Kevin.
The other thing that would distinguish us from RMA is they've kind of worked their website back through this. I mean, we have, I believe at this point a more sophisticated and more targeted website.
We do.
And you know, I think our first mission is to continue to create awareness that it's there, and to encourage more people to use it to get this kind of information. And we have other vehicles we use now for emergency notification, but this would be a plus. It's just, you know, not a $10,000 plus in my mind. Any more on this one?
I don't have any hands raised.
Okay, back to the top again.
Okay, get over there.
Are we down to staff comments and suggestions and director comments?
Sure are.
Okay, any staff comments? Tom, anything? Yeah, he got bored with us and left.
I guess. He's still on. He's just muted.
Okay.
Sorry, my fault. Sorry. I just want to comment that I appreciate the amount of work and time being spent by Director Butler with Amelia to make communications more visible. It's in an organization like this, it's really good to have help. To have the directors actually engaged in what is going on. And right now, all five of the directors are very engaged in various aspects of the business here. So that is very welcoming. I appreciate the involvement.
Thank you, Tom.
It's a pleasure to work with her.
Yeah, and it goes hand in hand with the fact that in today's world, there isn't a whole lot of other stuff to do. So I don't have any specific comments. When is our next meeting in January?
In January.
First week of January.
Yeah, the first Thursday in January, which falls on the 7th. So we have a little bit
of time.
But not really because of the holiday.
Right.
But we'll get there.
Okay. Anything else? Any other comments, questions?
Just a quick comment about, I, as a director, when I first got on this this fun experience, it felt like, it didn't feel like there was a way to contribute, and now there does. So it's, to me, it's very exciting that the board and the board members are participating in a great deal of this. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, then if there are no other comments, we will adjourn. Thanks very much, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week and stay safe.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.